behavioral health. I'm a behavioral health retired counselor. So I'm, you know, I've been involved with mental health and substance abuse issues for a long time as a counselor working to help revive the traditional counseling methods, the issues of how to raise our children and how we dealt with these underlying cause for misery. So I was able to converse or to gather some elders from our region to have this traditional healing methods, physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional health to be addressed. So we have that, those cataloged, and I think that's one of the most important ways of dealing with these behavioral health, suicide, and domestic violence issues, and they've been very helpful. And we're just beginning it, but we need more resources to accomplish those in our community. So I think that's just a start.
My name is Gil V. Hill, and I'm from New Mexico. Tisuki Pueblo, to be specific. I'm the executive director of the A Northern Indian Pueblos Council, but I'm also a former governor of my Pueblo, Tisuki. Well, our concern, of course, is everything. What needs to be done? That's a magic question. And I think we've come too far down the road, not respecting Mother Earth, but we're in a place now that it's hard to go back, and we're trying to make changes to do that. As a Pueblo man, we believe in our creation story. And in fact, we're on a journey to decolonizing ourselves. And we've been on that journey to talking about our traditional cultural ways. We were given the gifts to help Mother Earth to sustain her, because she's going to sustain us by providing all the things that's necessary for us to live our life by. The vegetation, the food, the animals, the environment, all these things. So our prayers, our songs, we're all aligned according to that. When the Spanish in our area came and disrupted that whole process, that was the beginning of our demise. And because now they impose Catholicism on us, they impose other things, other practices, other religions, other ways of life, denied us our ways. Now we've come 300-400 years down the road. Try to go back. It's a challenge because, again, not just the people themselves, a lot of our young people don't speak the language anymore. So to make changes at that level, that's the challenge right now, just to educate them or educate people of all the things that are happening, especially the Congress. And that's why this meeting is occurring, I think. But all the issues that we are confronted with just didn't happen overnight. It took a long time. Domestic violence, alcohol and drug abuse, Indian child welfare. We have all these federal laws now to protect our people, but the Congress, the same people that put it together, are challenging us today. And so it's hard to kind of try to be a positive to make change in those areas because of the challenges that are put in front of us.
My name is Damian Vega. I'm from the Suburban Band of Liseno Indians in California.
And is this your first NCAI conference?
Yeah, it is.
And what do you think so far?
It seems really interesting. Like, there's a lot of cool things they're talking about, like things I didn't even, like, think about.
How old are you?
I'm 15.
That's pretty cool for a 15-year-old from California to come to Alaska.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
Can you talk a little bit about why you think a conference like this, coming to NCAI, just from your perspective as being a tribal member, why that's important?
Well, because, like, if I didn't show up to these, if the people I came with didn't show up to these, then we wouldn't, like, hear these things. We wouldn't, if we were back home, do nothing, we wouldn't hear nothing about this. But now they're talking about it, so we're actually opening our eyes to things.
It's so interesting to me. I mean, this is like, it's your first day of the conference, and it feels like what you're telling me is that your eyes are already a little bit more open to what's going on in the tribal community. Is that the case?
Yeah, that is.
And so does it make you want to learn more?
Yeah, it actually does. I'm looking forward to the next couple of days that we're going to be listening. I want to read up on all the lawsuits because there's one in San Francisco in July, I think. That's what the guy was saying. And I want to read up on that, like, see how the case goes.
What's the case on?
I think it was a student in Arizona. They rejected him from graduating because he had his beat a cap. So they're filing a lawsuit against that.
What do you think? What do you think about that case?
Well, the kid should be allowed to wear the beaded cap because, like, it could mean, like, mean honor to him and stuff like that. And the honor students who, like, you know how they wear the, what is it?
Yeah, the graduation, like,
yeah,
robes.
Like,
and
they
can
wear
yeah.
stuff like that, but, like, we can't wear other things. It just don't make sense.
I'm Thomas Solano from Berwick Mission. Pretty much our elders taught us, you know, to watch our weather and our ice.
I am Elmer Sitat III. I am from Berwick Mission, which is 80 miles northwest of Nome. So we just got done doing a spring harvest, catching bearded seals and walrus. So that was a successful year for us. Kind of seems like past couple of years we've been having these bad strong north winds, and our ice just takes off pretty fast.
The climate change, you know, it take a big impact on us because guys have to hunt earlier, and you know, basically we depend on the ice for spring harvest, you know, for walrus and bearded seals.
Respect the land and the animals we're hunting. Make sure you just get enough for yourself and your family. Don't overhunt.
Always respect the land and the animals. You know, don't take more of what you need. That if you do, you know, give it out to the families that don't have any hunters. So we always try to share. Share what we get, you know.
Thomas Solano from Berwick Mission.
Pretty much our elder status.
Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. I'm Antonia Gonzalez from the National Congress of American Indians Mid-Year Conference and Marketplace at the Denaina Center in Anchorage. Indigenous people have long been stewards of the land, using indigenous knowledge handed down from generation to generation to care for the land and water, and it's still used today. Western ways of thinking and colonization have changed how environmental issues are addressed. But many tribes across the country incorporate both their traditional knowledge and Western science to tackle tough concerns, including climate change, which is impacting Native ways of life and even health care. Joining me now are Mita DeWitt and Yari Walker. Welcome to Alaska's Native Voice. Yari, please introduce yourself. Mita, please introduce yourself. Rhonda? Please introduce yourself. Yeah.
this summer.
I can't hear you.
Sorry. Hey, how about now? Is that how is your? Is it too loud? Too soft? Are
it's
you okay?
Perfect for me.
Okay. How about you?
Sounds good. Yes.
Okay. Maybe move your mic a little bit closer to your mouth.
Is mine okay?
Yours is perfect. Okay. Yep.
Is this better? Better. Better.
Let's see.
I don't want it to touch my lips.
I'm sorry. I did it. Did it touch your lips? I'm so
okay.
Sorry.
How does that sound?
Yes. Way better. Sorry, I didn't mean to, like...
No, you're fine. With COVID, I'm, like, all of a sudden a germaphobe.
Oh, no, you have to be.
It's important.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're 2, 3. You're going to be off the entire time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and just leave me off, otherwise it'll pick up. And then I'll Slack you. Notes.
Okay, perfect. And I'm pronouncing your name right? Yari?
Perfect.
Okay, and Mita?
Yes.
Okay. It's funny because, you know, when you're looking at the time and it's like even 10 seconds can be forever if you're counting. yep. Okay, we have like 1 minute now.
Even when you're making a coffee, it brews forever.
Yeah.
I have you guys both off. Okay.